And it's time for business. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management's with us this morning. Greg, good morning. Kiwis leaving in droves. This is the new net migration figures. They're not good.
Yeah, they're not good. Doesn't paint a great picture. So there were 127,800 migrant departures in the year to November 2024. And that's up 28%, highest on record. And yeah, the sad thing is, Ron, 73,000 New Zealand citizens left the country to go overseas during that period. And guess where a lot of them are heading? 56% across the Tasman. I mean, this is just a serious problem. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, the brain drain appears to be accelerating. You know, Kiwis, we know they came back en masse in COVID, but this proved to be just a blip, really. I suppose it is a reflection of the economy, you know, where that's at, the labour market. We've talked about that. That's weakening. And basically, people can earn a lot more by heading across the ditch and elsewhere. And we're also not getting the same number of people moving to New Zealand from overseas. So that dropped to 158,000. It's down 32% on the same period in 2023. And all added up to a net migration gain for the year of 30,600. And that is about 100,000 less than the same period a year earlier. So, yeah, the salt in the wounds is that, you know, fading migration tailwinds are actually a further knock to our economy and actually compounding the very reason that people aren't staying. So, you know, we really need to turn this around. I mean, it was good to hear Chris Luxon obviously talk up growth plans yesterday. But, yeah, as I've said, I think the RBNZ could also lend a bit more of a helping hand and get rates down quicker. But just more positively, short stay arrivals are faring much better, so that's great news for the tourism industry. So overseas visitor arrivals, they were 321,000 in November. That's up 17,800 on November 2023. So we're back around 86% of pre-COVID levels, and you look at it for the year, 3.26 million overseas visitor arrivals. That's up 360,000. So yeah, at least people are staying for a good, but not a long time, it seems, Ryan.
Yeah, and still not back to pre-COVID, and we've got numbers globally on where the world is at back to pre-COVID, and we'll give those to you later in the show. Sports brands, some interesting numbers. So Puma and Adidas have had quite different fortunes this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So the German DAX is at a record, and part of that is due to Adidas. It's up around 7% this week. Had a stellar result. Sales for the quarter jumped by 19%, 6 billion euros. Operating profit for the year was up fivefold, 1.4 billion euros. And it's a big recovery, actually, for them. In 2023, they had a lot of problems. They just cut ties with rapper Yee. He used to be known as Kanye West. And that sort of brought an end to their Yeezy shoe line. But it seems it's Puma's turn to have some troubled times. Their shares overnight down 22% on their sales and profit result. Sales up 10%, but that was lower than the 12% expected. Net profit fell 7%, 282 million euros. So several factors, you know, explain this, I think, Ryan. So Puma's got relatively new management. They've been trying to focus on higher priced soccer, basketball and running gear and the like. They've got motor racing inspired speed cats. But they appear to have sacrificed, I suppose, their cheaper merchandise. So there's been a bit of loss of focus there. Meanwhile, Adidas are in great shape. So their Samba soccer trainers are flying out the door. Retro is in, it seems. And the switch is also really, a change in fortune. So a few years ago, Puma was doing very well. They actually had a tie-up with Jay-Z. But, yeah, fortunes have changed. And coincidentally enough, it was as Puma's CEO left for Adidas. Also comes with a bit of a cost. You look at the share prices. Puma's, they're on the back foot, while Adidas shares are up 50% over the past year.
What's United doing so well that American Airlines isn't?
Yeah, so United in the US is sort of focusing on pricier seats. So seeing some contrasting fortunes here as well. So they're doing well in business class, international travel. They've got a great loyalty program as well. Meanwhile, American, they've come out, yeah, they've actually downgraded their outlook. Look the numbers actually put out overnight weren't too bad. Quarterly revenues for American were $13.7 billion. They're doing pretty well domestically and internationally. But, yeah, forecasts left investors wanting a bit more. They're also suffering from higher costs. So they put pilot wages up by 40% in 2023. And the other thing, I suppose, you know, they're still recovering from a strategy where they tried to circumvent travel agents, and there's a reason for that model. They tried to sell direct to customers, and that just didn't work, and they actually abandoned that initiative. They reckon it's going to cost them $1.5 billion if you look at revenue last year. So, yeah, quite differing fortunes, and this is also sort of reflected in their share prices. So you look at Americans, their shares up about 20% over the past 12 months. United's, they are up 160%.
All right. And what are the numbers, Greg?
So yeah, we've got the Dow up again, 0.6%, 44407. S&P 500, that's up 0.1%. That's a new record as well, 69.4. NASDAQ, that's eased a little bit, down 0.3%. FTSE 100 up 0.2%. The Nikkei up 0.8%. ASX 200 down 0.6%, 8378. We were up, where NZX 50 was up 0.2%, 13060. Commodities gold up, actually no, it's down a couple of bucks, sorry now, $2,754 an ounce. Oil down 90 cents, 74 spot 52. Trump's called out for lower oil prices at Davos, so that seems to be coming together. In the currency markets, Kiwi against the US dollar up 0.2%, 56.8. And we're even against the A dollar and also the British pound, 90.3 against the Australian dollar and 46 even against sterling.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for that, Greg.